men, no women today.
Paul Marsh, yeah.
Hey, I read my mortgage signal on, I can tell you exactly where it's bad. Drop your jaw. My jaw just dropped, oh, what am I, fucking my spine on my bike. The worst thing is the gravel on a motorcycle, especially when you make a turn, you feel it. And they've done a good job sweeping up after, they've done an excellent job sweeping up after the town here, Minocqua.
So you're golden?
Yeah.
I like the plate.
Oh, you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, most people don't.
Chemical symptoms.
Right, right. Go wing. You're probably the only one who ever got it.
Really?
Ow, wig. What does that mean? Yeah, you gotta have a little, you gotta have to have a little chemistry in your background to understand this.
Actually, I got a D in chemistry.
Yeah, I didn't do good in chemistry either.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I remember periodic table. Because that was interesting. Yeah, chemistry for me in college, first chemistry class, I didn't pay too much attention, and I got a C out of it. And then the second chemistry, I didn't know what the hell was going on, so I took it three times before I got a D to pass it.
All right, it's 1:00. We'll call the regular town board meeting for the town of Lackawanna Climate to order on May 15th. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
Need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of 51355 to 51399 and ambulance fund 1782 to 1786.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 1st, 2019 regular town board.
I'll move a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of May 1st. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Effective April 30th, in our regular account, nothing too much happening right now, just brain's not working here today, just the transfer station. So we, in our regular account, we have $1,049,127.56. And in the ambulance account, we have $393,421.54.
I'll make a motion for approval of the treasurer's report.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on any agenda items. Mr. McCutcheon.
On item 10, on that truck, does the town anticipate replacing that?
No, not at this time.
In the near future?
We would be more best used by going replacing one of the large trucks again. These ones we use for the coal patch and some plowing. And the two that we have are in relatively good shape yet, so not right now.
Okay, so that means like not in the next year?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Item number 10. Open bids for the 2004 F-350 truck. We
have to open this.
We got one that we know is a bid, one that
I think
we
just
think is propaganda.
This is propaganda.
You want to toss a new one?
No,
you want
to. Selling us some little bit that says.
We got one from Richie Lakeland Oil. Would like to place a bid of $2,100 on 2004 plow truck. Joe Ritchie. He anticipated $2,000.
Yeah, I think that's more than fair.
It's all I have.
That's all we have.
It's got a lot of mechanical problems.
You got a lot of mechanical problems.
I mean, it's such a...
He's buying it.
If we ran that every day, we wouldn't have a mosquito left in my condo.
No.
Well, you know, I went out and looked at that truck.
Go ahead, Bill.
And the truck is very low mileage. The interior, when we bought it, I've never seen a work truck that's had an interior cab like that. It's pretty nice. A long block, you're talking at about 10 grand, 7 to 10 grand to put a new engine in it to get another 8,000 or 8 years out of her, 10 years. But if you're not going to replace it, I guess that's a moot point. Last year, I did sell an equivalent truck, and quite honestly, we beat the living crap out of it, and we got 14 for it.
I think these guys primarily were looking at it for the dump box and the plow frame.
There's no doubt. Well, this one's got the plow, which yep. It's a big plow, and it's a pretty expensive one.
Yep.
Joe, you sure you couldn't trade him for a year's worth of gas?
I'd hate to see his price.
No, you don't care what the price is if he's going to trade you gallons.
Oh, gallons, okay. Right. What's your pleasure?
Just a quick question. Did you Kelly Blue Book that at all?
There really isn't a Kelly Blue Book on this type of truck, in that it's a municipal type plow truck. I mean, the miles on it are going to be way off skewed because when they're plowing, you know, they're doing 25 miles an hour and banging into snowbanks versus a normal truck that you're going to be taking down the road. It's kind of nuts. It's hard to compare it. Gary?
Does the plow go with that truck?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good price.
I know there's asphalt people in the area that rebuild their trucks quite a bit. Just saying, that's all.
I know.
But if there's no use for it.
Right.
No. We haven't used it for a couple of years.
Not sure. I mean, if we looked at depreciation and that truck's old enough, I'm sure it's paid for itself.
Well, I think, Chris, that's beside the point.
I understand that, but I'm trying to...
But if you aren't going to use the truck, it's taking up space.
It's an 04. It's 15 years old.
It's 15 years old, but there was still some of the original... undercoating on part of the frame. I looked at that and I was astonished.
You know, that's a good testament to our road crew, at least taking care of their equipment the best that they can.
Yeah, they do power washer.
Okay, I won't say any more than Matt about selling it.
So, that was it insured?
Yes.
It comes out and then it'll come off the insurance.
It'll come off. Yep, comes off the insurance.
Which is bid of $2,100.
I'll second the motion.
Motion been made and seconded to accept the bid from Joe Ritchie for $2,100. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion action, vacate alleyway, Gauthier Track subdivision. This has to do with the fire barn. Directly behind the fire barn, that's an old plat from the 1920s. And there is a platted alleyway that runs directly behind the fire barn towards Main, from D towards Main Street. If you look at it, then there's a fence line back there, then there's another one that runs crossways. It's kind of a T. With the fire barn addition, we'll have to vacate that alleyway. And what we would need to do is the town then file a petition to vacate the alleyway. We do it ourselves. It doesn't need to go before Circuit Court. Just wanted to bring the board up to speed on that, and I guess give the permission to move forward with the, vacation of the alleyway, so we can clear that out of there. It's clearing the title on it.
Okay, I'll make the motion for the second, so we can discuss a little bit more.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
I remember when they put the water and sewer in.
Yep.
And I had great concern at that point, because the laterals were running right down.
They don't run down this one.
Okay.
The laterals run, and I've already talked to Scott Valier about it, the laterals run from D along the side of the fire station.
Okay.
Not behind it.
Okay.
So, and I talked to Scott, and he said, no, we're good to go there. All of his utilities are out of the way.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, in discussion and going forward in the future, if something like this comes up, not that I don't believe you, but I'd like to see a map.
Okay.
I mean, even if it's hand-drawn, you know, where the water and sewer lines and stuff are running, because, I mean, I know what you're talking about, but if we...
Let me grab that for you.
We have something in front of us.
Matt, who is that title to now?
It's to the town, because it's a plat, so it's actually, the alleyway is titled to the town. When it would be vacated, the property goes to both owners on both sides of the alleyway, which is the town. We own where the fire station is, and then where that vacant land is back behind it.
Well, I know there was some commotion with the landowner at that time, with all those issues at hand, and then before it was all done, he was recommended that he had to move his stuff because he was encroaching.
Was in the way. There's an alleyway that runs up here. See where the property line is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's an alleyway that runs in here. This is from Little Rice to D, and this would be the library. And this is where all of Scott's utilities are. They're up here. This one runs from here directly behind the fire station out to D. So it's, there's nothing here,
mm-hmm.
It's just open field, so.
So then, when it's vacant, there's no need for it?
No, no, this, and from here on is all that open vacant area.
Mm-hmm.
And up here was that fence line I was talking about. This was the old gas station, this was my mom's or mine, and then the rest of this is those other buildings going on the main street.
Just to make you aware of this is Highway D here. This is a town property that goes all the way through
over
here.
Where Thunderbird Park is? Actually, on the other side of the road is town property. So, because when the original plat for this subdivision, the road came in here, made a 90 and went out here. Well, years ago, they just moved the road, and there really wasn't any documentation for it. They just did it, you know, cutting this piece off.
We've actually looked at possibly using that for parking, you know what I'm saying? Just
yeah.
For like our personal vehicles.
But that's how it lays out.
Does anybody need it?
Matt.
Sue?
Sue's waving her arm.
I got Greg Harold on the phone. He's calling about this.
Okay.
Put him on speakerphone. Let's go.
Can you go on speaker?
Yes.
So if anybody were to petition against it, who would that be?
First and
the adjoining property owners, which there are none.
Which there are none.
We are the only adjoining property owner.
I think we have a lot. It has to be.
Then I'm going to take the third. I do know they're going to meet on the 10th.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not.
And we're just waiting for stuff from Greg.
It's a new state law.
So how should that motion go?
As I understand, it's not like the old vacating of a town road where it went through circuit court. Now you can do it as a petition to the town board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matt, this is the one that used to be where Purdy's used to sit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Back behind it.
All right.
Behind it and over.
Alrighty.
So it would come out where it would be between Purdy's and the old Hanser well and pump.
Yeah.
been in that alley. That had, that big had nothing at all.
That's owned by the county. Yep.
He's holding it.
And you know, I was amazed when I talked, it doesn't take much lead to put it on. And it didn't have much lead, it must have, maybe took out a sinker or something.
Yeah, it's still being tested and they're checking for cleanup on it.
If it oxidizes, then that's where he's.
And then I own next to that, or.
Appreciate you coming.
My brother and sister, my mom had that.
More glad to do that.
And then there's a couple that are owned by the bank, and that last one from the corner is still right.
They bring them back and we release them right where.
I was looking for a school at the end of the year, and I would see the whole house pass.
What'd Greg have to say?
He said you need to make a motion to vacate the alleyway in block 3 of the Gauthier Tract subdivision. Oh, what was the rest he said? And to schedule a public hearing on it on July 10th at 12:45.
I can't make it.
I don't care.
That would be a public hearing.
Why do you have to do that?
It's the new law.
Pardon?
New law.
New law.
State law.
At 12:45.
Well.
I don't know.
That's what his calendar's open.
He's looking at his book.
Yeah. Not looking at my book.
Every bill's a 15-minute increment.
Yeah.
That includes drive time.
Right. So did you get it written down?
Yeah, all right. So then I guess what we'd be looking for is a motion to proceed with the, or to vacate the alley in block 3 of the Gauthier Tract subdivision and schedule a public hearing for July 10th at 12:45.
I'll make that motion.
If you want to amend your motion.
Yes, it's amended.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second to vacate the alleyway in block 3 Gauthier Tract subdivision and to hold a public hearing on July 10th at 12:45. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Our best one here today. Discussion action hatchery contract. Mr. Wayne Wolf.
How are you doing, sir?
How are you? Good to see you.
It's good. Always good to see you guys.
I wish we would get updates a little more often from you. I wish we'd get updates a little bit
more. Yeah, be careful.
Be careful.
Me too.
Well, there's rumor out there that we don't help with any fish that we don't.
Yeah,
we had told them you knew we all that you guys all.
Well, we know that, but we were told that we didn't.
Well, who told you that?
It was at a full-on.
Well, we don't correct that, boy. Well, like Larry right there, you can have the facts, numbers, and everything else. Like I said, your help is always appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, what do you got for us, Wayne?
Let's see. We got our contract for this year for our fish stocking. And, you know, you're making me do this, and I just came from Redemption.
I know. This is. I'm actually enjoying this.
I know you are. I can tell.
Trying to talk, knowing you can't.
I talk your own move, my mouth.
Oh, that's right. Don't drool on your paper.
What?
You want a bit?
Don't drool on your paper.
I've got a Kleenex.
You want a bit?
I could have used them in the past. Would you like me to read this whole thing?
No.
No.
Would you look at it? If you have any questions, I'd be more glad.
What we've got here is a contract from the Tribal Fish Hatchery for a quantity of 1,600,000 fry walleye for the amount of $16,000, and it'll be stocked in Sugarbush chain with 300,000, white sand 220,000, Pokegama 220,000, Flambeau 220,000, Crawling Stone 220,000, Fence Lake, $220,000, Bolton Lake, $20,000, or $200,000. So.
I'll make a motion for approval.
I have a question for Wayne. Is it, I understand the survival of the extended growth is extremely good compared to Frye.
Yeah.
Is there a considerable cost difference to do that?
Oh yeah, there's a huge cost difference. You're talking, the, like if we had extended growth, you might be talking $1 to $2 per fish. And that's an expense that we pick up. It costs us, we have to bring truckloads, huge truckloads of minnows in just to put in those ponds. And you might be bringing them in every 2 weeks, I mean, per pond.
But now Wayne, you stock all these lakes also with those extended.
And just to clarify everything, 100% of our extended growth go in our lakes.
Yep.
100%, we do not market those, we do not ship them out, 100% go into our lake. And all these lakes you see here, even the Frye numbers, are way beyond this. Right now I think they got between 25 and 30 million in hatchery right now. Our spawning went really fast this year and they're working on muskies right now. And wow. I believe they still have some walleye nets up, but they're...
It's early.
It just went so fast, just boom, boom, boom. But anyway, the amount of fry you see here is just a drop in a bucket. What's going to continue to go into those lakes, plus all our outlying lakes. They're all going to get additional fish. But we also, we've been stocking, I believe, over, our ponds have been so successful that we've been stocked over, I think it was over 100,000 fingerlings a year that we distribute back in these same lakes.
What is the difference between a fingerling and a fry?
A fry is just hatched out so that it's yolk sac on it.
Oh.
And then by the time you use that up, say in a week or two, depending on it, we have to have all our ponds fertilized with zooplankton, phytoplankton. Then we put our fry in there and they start out on that. And we have a pond manager, all he does is watch those ponds every day. If he sees those little walleye fingerlings, a tiny fry, they get into little fingerlings. If they start cannibalizing, what they'll see is looks like a little snake going through the water and wanting to hook on each other's tails, trying to eat each other because they're ready to put on feed. So what we do is we have all our suckers inside the hatchery, and you can actually delay the hatch on those till your fingers are going. Then you get the suckers going, and then you dump millions of suckers in each pond to get them started. And then we have to go to the outside sources where we have to bring all the minnows in the big semi or big truckloads of minnows. Tankers that we back up and put into each pond.
So you do stock some extended growth or not?
No, we all of them, 100%. 100% of our extended growth go back into our lakes.
How many extended growth do you have?
It varies. I've seen it, I think Larry said we've gone between over 100,000 up to 300,000 extended growth walleyes that go back. Those are 100% go back into the lakes. We don't ship those out of any place. Those stay here and go back into our lakes.
What are the sizes of the extended growth?
Well, what they try to do is they try to crop your ponds off. They call cropping a pond because you can't get enough feed for them. So what you'll do is, like partway through the summer, they'll take a sweep through each pond. And everything they get, they'll measure. They'll take them in a hatchery. They measure them out, and they do counts on them. And it comes out to average per pound. So they know how many fingerlings they have per pound of fish. They have whole crews in there doing that, and it's time consuming, it takes a lot of time, but they'll do it. And they get as accurate, it's pretty amazing how accurate you get on that. So you get so many pounds for, and then they'll take it, and they'll look at your lakes. Like in the fall, we do our electroshocking, and you can see which lakes need more walleyes, and which ones you can cut back on, so you can distribute them in the places that need them most. And then you do it again towards the end of summer. You'll make another sweep, get them out of there. And then the last one is when they drain the ponds on. I think Larry had a picture of that where we were dipping in our kettle ponds because our new ponds got kettle basins. And every scoop, that whole nets were just completely packed with walleye fingerlings. Huh. It's pretty amazing, beautiful fish. They're really healthy looking fish. And we're pretty fortunate to be up here where we have such beautiful lakes. You know, they, mm-hmm. Even at DNR, so we have some of the most beautiful lakes in the country here, right here on the reservation. So, and that's another big thing that we you know, there's a lot of effort putting in protecting those waters too.
Yep.
So, but anyway, that's just a kind of tip of the iceberg thing, you know, all the work that goes in there, fertilizing, and the crews that work behind the scenes that are doing all this stuff. And for all the fish that have been produced over the years, there's hundreds of millions of fish over the years. And I think I went back at records as far as it goes back in the 30s.
Billions.
That's how long they've been stocking these lakes, since 1930, 32 or something like that, that they started the stocking. And the town was also, when you did, Chairman, mm-hmm. the town yourself bought a lot. I mean, my father worked for a town and he also worked at the hatchery. They would actually work back and forth.
Go back and forth.
And so when they need guys, because I remember you'd be, you were part one of the managers there back in a long time ago. I was just a little guy, but I'd sit there all night with them. But it's an amazing process if you ever get up there and, you know, like you're welcome to town board to come up or anybody come up there if you want to see those ponds. And they don't realize how big those ponds are. They're filling them right now. They're all being filled. So they get the zone plank stuff ready and fertilize them when the walleye shoot ready to hatch here. All depends on water temperature. But more, you know, we're proud to take people on tours. You know, if someone wants to come take a look around, all you who's come ask one of us, we'll be glad to take your own.
When's a good time to do that? I mean, what time of the year?
Well, it would be probably, I would say end of June, somewhere around there, because it's so busy and hectic right now. With everything going on, trucks going out and handling all the fish right now, and the fertilization, it's just kind of hectic right now. Once it settles down a little bit, and they start doing the feeding and stuff, I know Larry would be more than glad to take you guys around and show you. You can see, like, maybe into July, into June, July, you'll actually go up there, you'll see all these walleye swimming around the, they'll be swimming along the edge of the pond. I mean, thousands of them. Yes, sir.
I know 2 years ago, a bunch of us lake associations had Larry give us a tour of the pond. It's really a great tour, and it's really eye-opening is what happens out there.
He's taken me a couple of times.
My question is, can we allocate like half of our to the extended growth walleyes? Can we make a recommendation to that or not?
It wouldn't buy very much, according to what
I mean, dollar fish. Yeah, I don't, maybe. Maybe it's something that we can look at for next year, you know, either working half and half with extended growth versus a fry, or...
Well, you know what would be a big beneficial boost to that, where he's talking about, and would really benefit us if we could work something out where you could pick up some of those minnows that are coming in for the extended growth, and that would actually...
The cost of
the cost of bringing the minnows in... Yeah. That's the most expensive. That would help a lot.
That's something that we can look at to try to budget, or see what we have in our budget to try to work for something.
Well, maybe I could go back and talk to Larry about that, and we could sit down and discuss that, because he has the facts and figures.
Yeah.
But I know it's extremely expensive, but that would help a lot if we could help.
Get us some type of cost of what it would be, you know, what you'd be looking for the feed for those extended growth, and then we can try to work something with that.
And we talk with our guys out there netting every year, you know, and they're the first guys on the scene when a spring spawn goes, and they can tell us, they give us a report on what they're seeing in the nets, and that helps us a lot too, determining on where we can add fish, cut back on fish so we can get the best bang for your buck as you say out of the lakes and keep them going good.
We got some of them smelt out of there.
That's another thing. I mean, that kind of, wow. When they got them over by First Bridge over here, that was pretty amazing. And there was a bunch of people in the spring getting smelt out of there.
Yeah.
This year?
The more the merrier.
Yeah.
This year?
Yep. Last year, too. They found them we found them in the nets last year, and it was just like, boom, they just exploded again.
Well, maybe you can bring me those figures and I'll put them for next year's budget.
Yeah,
we'll see. Maybe there's something that we can work this year. I don't know.
That'd be fantastic. Anything you do, it's appreciated. Just like you help now, it's all appreciated.
Okay. Well, motion has been made and seconded to approve the hatchery contract. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Pleasure to see you every spring.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
All right. We
We need a motion to adjourn at 1:30.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is that Kate's?
I think so, yeah.